Welcome to the Sports Scouting Report Podcast with Lee Brekeen.
Hey, everyone. We're recording. You're listening to the Sports Scouting Report. I'm your host, Lee Brekeen. Today, it's going to be me. Our topics, we have two topics. One, we're going to talk about LSU going to a regional on the road in Oregon. I guess you can call it the Oregon Regional, the Ducks. And then we're going to talk about Evangel Christian football. Talk about how they're going to be better this year. Evangel Christian football in Shreveport. Started by Denny Duran. Started the church. Started sports. We'll recap kind of their history there, which is strong. They were young. They were one of the youngest teams in the state last year. Probably the youngest team they fielded. I know it was. It was the youngest team they have fielded since since they started the football team back in the 90s. So we'll be back. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I'm going to talk about Evangel Christian and our second topic. First topic would be LSU baseball. We'll be right back. Listen, whatever you're driving right now, Tommy Harvey wants it. Bring it in to Harvey Subaru, Lexus of Shreveport, Bossier City, or John Harvey Toyota. They're paying big bucks for all trades right now. They'll cut you a check right there. Tell them Lee sent you. Welcome back. You listen to the Sports Scouting Report. Let's go with our first topic. It's the hottest topic right now because track's over. You know, high school track's over. Baseball, high school baseball's over for this year. Spring football's over for high school. College football spring's over. Basketball's over right now for high school. You got the NBA playoffs. You have lacrosse, college, high school. I'll get up to steam later in the show, maybe in some future shows about lacrosse. That's not my strong point. I admit what I don't know a lot about lacrosse, but I know it's gaining ground in Louisiana. A lot of programs like Lola Prep, Bird, Catholic of Baton Rouge, some programs out in the New Orleans area, also St. Tammany Parish. A lot of good programs that are starting. Lafayette area has got some good lacrosse teams, but let's get into LSU baseball. So they make a regional. Some people said they were going to be in the Louisiana Tech regional in Ruston, which would have been a good place. It would have been in-state. Some people put LSU in several regionals. You know, there's always these forecasts of where you're going to end up. But they're going to Oregon, the Ducks. I think it's the best place to go. I think it's the best place to go because if LSU wins this regional, they would go play Tennessee. If Tennessee wins their regional in Knoxville, Tennessee, they get to come back. I don't think Tennessee is as talented as Mississippi State, Vandy, Florida, and Arkansas. I think they got a great coach. I think they play with a lot of emotion. And they were the first team to have most of their fans back with Mississippi State and Arkansas. I thought that was a key. When the rest of the conference couldn't bring their full fan base back, and it helped win games. Let's face it, the noise helps intimidate when you're hosting someone at home. There's an advantage, and I think Tennessee took advantage of that. When LSU was at Tennessee, it was noisy, it was rocking, and it affected LSU being a young team. I do think LSU's a better team now than they were 2 months ago, 2.5 months ago when they went to Knoxville. They're a better team when they played Mississippi State. 2.5 months ago, they were a better team than when they played Vandy. LSU has got a lot of talent. Now, who's going to show up? Or is this team going to show up and be consistent hitting the ball? They're in the top six in the country in home runs. You've got three legitimate pitchers in Mikhail Hilliard, A.J. Labus, and Marceau from Destrehan High School. Mikhail Hilliard from Central High School, A.J. Labus from Florida. You've got a pretty good bullpen now with Fontenot. He's got a lot of experience, throws 93, 94, sometimes 95, 6. And then you have Ty Floyd. Ty's a heck of a freshman out of Georgia. He's starting to really calm down, and the jitters are not there. He's starting to look like one of the top recruits that didn't go MLB in the country. He was one of the top signees out of Rockmart, Georgia. And then Garrett Edwards has looked great all year. Helmers. I mean, there's a lot of good pitchers. Coleman. There's a lot of good young pitchers and arms on the staff that have really come a long way. The hitting, obviously, Dylan Cruz. You know, you've got some good hitters. First base, Trey Morgan's played incredible defense and actually a great hitter now. I don't know who you put one or two on his team is the best. I think Trey Morgan's probably the best all-around hitter, and Dylan Cruz has a little bit of everything, more power. There's a lot of talent at LSU right now, and I think it was – obviously it was a young team starting out. They lost a lot of series. You know, they got blanked by a lot of teams early on that are in the top 10 right now. You know, Mississippi State, like I said, Tennessee, Vandy. You know, they were Ole Miss. They actually had a good series against Ole Miss. Alabama, it shows you LSU's good. They beat Alabama. You know, they should have swept Ole Miss and Alabama. But this baseball team, can they go to Oregon and win it? Sure, and I love the setup. If they win this regional and they go to a super regional, they would go to Knoxville, Tennessee. And I'm going to tell you something. I'd rather play Tennessee than Mississippi State, Arkansas, or Florida, or Vandy. It's the greatest setup, I think. But you go to the West Coast, the weather's a little different. The temperature's going to be a little lower. Will LSU pitchers lose their 92, 93, 94 speed because it's going to be a little colder on the West Coast, a little more wind? Not as humid, not as hot. You throw a little better when it's hotter. The ballpark's going to be smaller, which really fits LSU, but can LSU hit? I mean, Milazzo struggled all year. He's not even batting 150 at catcher. Cranford's not, he's having trouble. Zach Arnold's up and down. He's had some key hits. I mean, by the way, a little tidbit. Zach Arnold from California was committed to Oregon. So if anybody's pumped up about this game coming up, LSU will eventually play Oregon. They're starting with Gonzaga. But he was signed with Oregon, and they fired the coach. And Zach Arnold ended up signing with LSU and getting out of his scholarship. So he's going to be pumped. You got to get Zach Arnold in the lineup because of that. I mean, he was going to be an Oregon Duck. He's from California. And then you got a lot of California guys on the team that are going to have families there. And you got a big base in Seattle for LSU that I think will drive over to that game. And that's not even counting New Orleans, Baton Rouge, Lafayette, home of Lafourche area for fans that are going to travel there. But I think it's going to be a great situation for Paul Maneri. They just got to beat Gonzaga in game one. And their game one Friday night starter is pretty good. They don't have the depth that a lot of these SEC teams have. They don't throw as hard as some of these pitchers. But their Friday night starter is legitimate. And they've got to beat him. They've got to hit. So Dylan Cruz, Trey Morgan, Thompson, Daugherty, they got to hit. They got to hit the ball. I think they can. Obviously, you just don't know what's going to show up. If LSU can't hit a good pitcher like they've had trouble most of the year, if they go down against Gonzaga, they probably won't win this regional. Obviously, you got to win that first one. Because then you get in the loser's bracket against the other team that lost. And you got to fight out of that. You got to have a lot of pitching. If you win the first game and Oregon wins their first game, then you play the winner's play, and then LSU can beat Oregon, hopefully, in that second game. And then would need to be beat twice to lose the regional. And then they could go to Knoxville. But again, will the pitching stand up? Will Mikhail Hilliard look good still? Will A.J. Labus come back from a bad outing? I think he will. He was tired. Marceau was tired, and he actually pitched good against Georgia, just didn't get the run support. I mean, Hilliard's been phenomenal. He's put LSU in this position. And like I said, the ability of Garrett Edwards, the young pitcher, coming out middle relief, you know, the young pitcher from Georgia, Ty, I mean, what he's done with this team as a young freshman from Georgia. Now, he throws mostly straight fastball, but it's hard to catch up to at 94, 95. And at the lowest, really, 91 or 90. I'd like to see some guys on this team that's in a slump do well, like Milazzo, Cranford, Beloso. You know, Bianco's son. Like to see these guys get hot. They need these guys to step up. They really do need them to step up. But, you know, if LSU beats Gonzaga in the first game, I think they'll win the regional. If they lose the first game, it's not going to happen. They just don't have enough pitching to fight their way out of that with Oregon. None of these teams are SEC quality. Oregon's decent. Gonzaga's a sleeper. Central Connecticut State, they're, you know, they're not as good as the McNeeses of the world and Nichols and Northwestern. Those are good programs in Louisiana, ULL, Tulane. So, anyway, I think that's what's going to happen. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about Evangel Christian football team in Shreveport and how they're going to be a lot better this year. They had one of their worst seasons in the history of school in 2020, but I think they're going to come back strong in 2021. We're going to talk about some of their players and talk about the history of the program in Evangel. I've been to many games over the years in Evangel Christian and got to see the program in its heyday, and then obviously we still cover them, and they're going to do great this year. We'll be back. You're listening to the Sports Scouting Report. We'll be right back. Looking for a used car? Harvey Autos has three dealerships, which means three times the used vehicles. They've got everything from fuel-efficient compacts to luxury models, even hybrids, and certified pre-owned with a warranty. Check out John Harvey Toyota, Harvey Subaru, or Lexus of Shreveport, Bossier City. Welcome back. You're listening to the Sports Scouting Report. Our topic this segment, I'm your host, Lee Burkeen. We're going to talk about Evangel Christian, one of the most storied programs in the state of Louisiana for high school football. You know, in the beginning, when Denny Duran started the program, he started the church at Evangel and then brought in, you know, football, baseball, basketball, softball, track, and so on, tennis and everything else. Evangel took a while, like a lot of these programs, like John Curtis did and some other programs. They started off not dominating. People don't realize that these programs all started when they didn't win the first year or two. And then came along a guy by the name of Josh Booty, Abram Booty, and he had a lot of great talent over about a 15-year period where they just dominated 5A football, 4A, 3A. They started as a 1A team in the beginning, 2A. Josh Booty, we know the whole story, you know, signs with a Major League Baseball team out of high school. It was a record amount of money at the time. I think it was like $1.6 million, which was unheard of for a high school kid to either take the money or go play college ball at LSU. And he ends up going back to LSU almost 6 years later, just too long away from the game. And, you know, it just, he was in the same class with Peyton Manning. Still think Josh was just as good as Peyton when they both came out at the same time. But the history of the program, you had Jacob Hester come out of the program. Thomas Bachman, who's at Alexandria High School as a coach. Trent Taylor. Byron Dawson, LSU. You had the late Cole Pittman went to Texas. His brother went to LSU as a defensive end. You had Chase Pittman, Philip Maxwell, Philip Geiger went to Texas. You had a bunch of big-time talent. You know, Justin Hermes went to Kentucky. Brent Rawls, quarterback, Oklahoma. We can go on and on and on about John David Booty went to USC, quarterback. Denny Duran's sons, he had three sons play quarterback and break records at the school. You had a lot of talent come out of Evangel, some of the best in the country. And up until last year, they were one of the teams to beat. They just had a bad year last year in 220. Like a lot of schools had trouble. It was probably it was like the worst time to be young with COVID because no spring practice. If it affected any school in Louisiana more, it affected Evangel Christian as much as there's several schools that affected. It affected obviously everybody, but I'm talking about not having a spring practice. They were one of the youngest teams in the state with 14 freshmen that started. That's the most in the history of the program since they started football way back in the, you know, early 90s. But the good thing about playing a lot of freshman football players, you return these guys and they become sophomores. And so Danny is now the coach again, and we'll, I don't know if he's going to be the coach come fall. I know he's right now, he's the head coach. It's his school, his program, but I'm sure he might turn this over to somebody else come fall, or he might end up being the coach come fall. We'll see. But let's go and take a break, and when we come back, I'm going to talk about the offense of Evangel Christian, the great talent coming back. And two kids coming back are actually the sons of former Evangel great Josh Booty. Two of his kids are going to be on this team. We'll be back in just a moment. So, hey, guys, just wanted to take a minute to tell you about Harvey Autos. If you need a new or used car, there's three great dealerships right here worth checking out. John Harvey Toyota, Harvey Subaru, and Lexus of Shreveport, Bossier City. Low prices, honest people, tell them Lee sent you. Welcome back. You listen to the Sports Scouting Report. Our topic this segment is Evangel Christian High School in Shreveport, Louisiana. Before we get into the offense for Evangel Christian, I want to thank our sponsors, John Harvey Toyota, Harvey Subaru, and Lexus of Shreveport, Bossier City. Thank you, Tommy Harvey, for being a sponsor. Be sure to call them for a used car or new vehicle at Harvey Autos. If you need a new or used car, there's three great dealerships right there worth checking out. John Harvey Toyota, Harvey Subaru, and Lexus of Shreveport and Bossier City. Low prices, honest people. Tell them Lee sent you. And also, our other sponsor, great sponsor, we're excited to have him on board, Medin's Collision Center out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana on Kincaid Avenue. The number to call is 225-357-7983. It's 225-357-7983. Chris Medin, Dominica Medin, and Jesse Medin, the owners of Medin's Collision Center. A lot of rain lately, a lot of cars that have been in wrecks or flooded. Be sure to call them. They're family-owned since the 1960s. What a group. Bring your vehicle to them. Give them a call. They'll take care of you. Honest people, hard workers, been around forever, Medin's Collision Center. Let's go and get back to Evangel Christian. And let's talk about their offense coming back in 221. Remember we mentioned earlier in the show Josh Booty played at Evangel Christian, was a parade All-American, signed for $1.6 million out of high school to play Major League Baseball instead of enrolling at LSU. And later he enrolled at LSU years later. He's got two sons. One is the quarterback at Evangel, Peyton Fulgham, who's 6'2", 190 pounds, only, I think he's only 15. Started as a true freshman in 220. He's got a lot of talent. And his brother, Josh Booty's other son, Parker Fulgham. Parker is about 6'2", about 192, and is very fast. He's a receiver. He started as a freshman last year. Two freshmen starting in Class 4A football. That's hard to do, especially in this conference, this district. You got Cody Jackson back, who's a junior, big-time receiver, who played for the first time a lot. He's going to be a stud. You got Deshaun Johnson, a running back, 5'5", 200 pounds. He was a freshman last year. Gabriel Relliford, a running back, going to be a sophomore, started as a freshman. He's a stud player. You've got Isaac Erickson, who's a big-time linebacker, fullback, tight end, does everything for the team, plays defense, plays tight end, H-back. One of the best fullbacks, I think, in Shreveport, 6 foot, 205, 210, runs a 4.7, 40, strong, great hands. He's just a baller, man. He's a senior this coming year. You got a long snapper, O-lineman named Andrew Snebelin, who's 6 foot, 235, great feet, great leader, smart kid, going to be a senior. Some young receivers that are going to play for the first time, played a little bit last year, Zach Partman, Judah Hartman, I mean, you've got a lot of talent coming up that, you know, again, playing all these young guys last year. They went 0-8 last year. And they made the playoffs. But they were 0-8. It was their worst season in a long, like the history of the school since they started, right? But there's a lot of talent on this team coming back. And a lot of young guys. You also got receivers like Mosley, Tariq Robinson, who's going to play some DB. On the O-line, you got Bryce Wilson. You've got seven other O-linemen that were freshmen last year that are going to be sophomores. So you've got eight or nine linemen on the O-line to rotate. And on D-line, you got like Caleb Duncan. You got Xavier Lewis. You got DJ Harris at DN. You got Braden Curry at strong safety. Jamal Jordan at DN. You got a lot of great players coming back. I like this team. I mean, it's a team, you know, Sean Dawson's coming back at linebacker. A lot of young guys, and there's going to be more young guys. They're still going to be young, but they had 14 to 18 freshmen that played last year. 14 started out of 22 starters. So, I mean, I like the team coming back. And they had a spring. They had a chance to get better. And I think they're going to be really good. I really like these two kids, too, Josh Booty's kids, Peyton and Parker Fulgham. Great young talents. I mean, they were just true freshmen last year in 20 with no spring. They were babies last year thrown out there in Class 4A, a tough district. You know, sometimes your record doesn't reflect the experience you get. And you can see the talent. I look at this in kids. I see talent in kids. I see upside in kids. And people sometimes just see records. They go 0-8. Well, I see things coming up. I see talent coming up. I see a lot of talent, young guys. And people say, well, they're down. Well, it's 1 year. It's 1 year. They're going to be back. I think they'll make the playoffs. They'll win some games. I'm not saying they're going to win a state championship. I'm not saying they're going to semifinals. But they're going to be back where they compete. They have a chance to go 500. And this group, if they stick together, if this group sticks together for the next 3 years, they're going to have a chance to try and challenge for a title and build it back up in a couple of years or 2 years from now. Because these guys are all going to be true sophomores. And they'll add some players every year. And Denny knows what he's doing. I mean, he founded the school. They do a phenomenal job with that school. Byron Dawson was there for many years. John Bachman was the head coach there for a while. Dennis Dunn was the head coach there for a while. John Booty was over there for a long time. Ronnie Alexander, whose son, Bubba Alexander, was a great player, went to LSU. Like I said, they've had some great players, you know, Jacob Hester, Philip Geiger. Stevie Lee was a big-time D-tackle at Texas. At one time, I was calling Evangel Christian D-line U because they put out a big-time All-American D-tackle every year. 1 year it was Cole Pittman. 1 year it was Byron Dawson. Kenyatta Dawson, who played in the NFL, his brother. I mean, there was D-lineman after D-lineman after D-lineman. Cole Pittman's brother, Chase Pittman, was a big-time recruit, went to LSU. And it was quarterback you for a long time, too. Some of the best quarterbacks I've ever seen play in my life was Brent Royals, John David Booty, Josh Booty. They had some great players come out of that school. Philip Geiger was one of the greatest athletes I've ever seen come out of any high school as a DB. Went to Texas Longhorns. Was a great DB at Texas and in high school. He was phenomenal. Jacob Hester was a great story and what he did at LSU. With Les Miles, they won a national championship. But just a storied program. Thomas Bachman's now one of the best coaches in the state of Louisiana at Alexandria High School. His dad's the coach at Red River doing a great job, John Bachman. Incredible talent that came out of the school. I'm not going to name every D1 player. There was over 200 Division I players that came out of Evangel Christian. And they'll be back. Just young, really young. And like I said, they played a lot of guys in 220. Didn't have a spring because of COVID, like a lot of teams. And just did a great job. So they're going to probably be the most improved team in the state in 4A. And they've got, you know, they're young. They're not going to lose hardly anything off the team after this year. We're going to take a break when we come back. We're going to talk a little MLB real fast, and we'll end the show when we come back in closing. We'll be right back.
Parents, are you looking for advice on getting your high school athlete recruited by the right college? Lee Brekeen is your answer. Lee has been doing it for over 30 years. He knows the ropes, and more importantly, he knows the people. Lee offers turnkey service from evaluation, creating highlight tapes in the correct format, and complete guidelines for effective communication with the schools. No matter the sport, girl or boy, no matter what grade your child is in, let Lee Brekeen help match your child to the right college fit. Go to our website, LAFootballMagazine.com, and get connected today.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Sports Scouting Report. I'm your host, Lee Brekeen. We're talking about Evangel Christian football. One of the first quarterbacks to come out of the school was Philip Dees. Philip Dees is Denny Duran's son-in-law, who played quarterback at Evangel and played for North Carolina and Mack Brown. A little trivia, Mack Brown, the first time he was at North Carolina, Philip Dees was one of the better first quarterbacks to come out of the program and did a great job. Philip Dees was set all kind of records at Evangel. Philip's doing a good job to this day with the school. Was very, very instrumental in a lot of wins there. Brock Berlin was a great quarterback, too. Went to Florida and Miami, if you remember, transferred and played for the two Florida schools. Brock Berlin was one of the greatest quarterbacks I've ever seen in high school. I'm not talking about, like, talent NFL. I'm talking about one of the greatest high school quarterbacks I've ever seen was Brock Berlin. Him and Josh Booty and Brent Rawls, and they were three of the best I'd ever seen in high school in Louisiana. That's just my opinion. Brock Berlin just had some specialness about him. He was kind of like the Joe Burrow to Evangel Christian. He was just, he made all the reads, all the great throws. And then Shapen came out not long ago to Baylor. He's a quarterback at Baylor. Blake Shapen is the latest quarterback. I mean, it's been tons of quarterbacks come out of Evangel. Blake Shapen redshirted at Baylor last year. He might get a chance to start this year or be the number two guy. He's also a baseball, phenomenal baseball player at Baylor, Blake Shapen, who I thought LSU probably should have went after the year they signed T.J. Finley. And Johnson from Georgia, they can only take two, but I really like Blake Shapen a lot, who's currently at Baylor. It's interesting to see if he's going to stay with football in baseball or just go baseball, because he's got a pro career in baseball. Blake Shapen has a cannon arm, though. I'd like to see him keep playing football. He'll be a redshirt freshman this coming year. Actually, he gets a year back, right? So he'll have five more years at Baylor if he stays at Baylor. USC offered him out of high school, and he signed in the same class that T.J. Finley signed with and several of the big-name quarterbacks in the country that same year. And, you know, it's interesting to see what's going to happen there. But let's go ahead and switch the topic to MLB baseball. I'd like to see Aaron Nola not stay in Philadelphia. He's not getting the run support from LSU, the big-time pitcher Aaron Nola. I would love to see him. I mean, Philly just doesn't. They just – Bryce Harper's there, but they're just – they don't put up runs for their stud pitchers. And you know, Marso from LSU, Destrehan High School, it's just, I don't know if it's bad baseball luck, but every time Marso pitches for LSU, he doesn't get the run support. They can't hit the other stud pitcher from the other team, the Friday night pitcher. And I'm hoping for the first time that LSU can do that against Gonzaga. You would think they can, and Gonzaga's pretty good. And they got a great Friday night starter, but you know, Aaron Nola's having trouble winning games in the major leagues lately because he's not getting the support from the hitters. I mean, he's had – I bet you I don't know if I have this exactly right, but I bet there's at least 8 games a year in the last 4 years that Aaron's been in the majors, or 5 years. He's had 8 games a year where he's lost the game by a run or two, and the relievers come in and take it to extra innings because they can't hold on to the lead. He'll leave a game winning 4-1, and they'll lose 6-4. Or he'll leave the game, and the game is like 5-2, and they're winning, and he leaves the game in the 7th inning. He's going deep in games, and then they'll lose the game by 3 runs. And then you got Kevin Gausman, who's phenomenal right now. He's like 6-0 with the Giants. He's got a chance to win the Cy Young if he continues. I mean, heck, he's 6-0. He's got one of the best ERAs in the league. The Colorado native, Kevin Gausman, left LSU throwing 100 miles an hour. He's close to 30 years old. He's finally hitting in his stride. You can never give up on these guys. He's starting to figure it out. He's not just a power pitcher. Now he's location, and he's doing a great job with being a professional pitcher now every 5 days. Because you got to remember, in the major leagues, you really pitch every 5 days or 4 days. You have 5 starters and really 5 relievers and really 2 closers. 2 big closers will be for each team. But Gausman, I'm pulling for him. I think Aaron's a great pitcher. I'd like to see Aaron end up in, like, the Yankees or, you know, a team that needs a great pitcher that has hitting, like, you know, the Angels. You know, they've got great hitters. They need more pitching. Houston could use him. Wouldn't it be great if Aaron Nola ends up in Houston at some point? I just don't want to see his best years go away. You know, his best years are right now, between now and the next 4 years. You know, right, your first 8 or 9 years pitching in the MLB, that's your best years. Then you start losing that fastball a little bit. If you're 94, now you're going down to like 91. And then if you stay in the league, you got to be Maddox, right? You got to be creative. You got to hit the spots. You got to be a location pitcher. You might become a reliever, a middle reliever to stay in the league. Sometimes you don't even stay a starter. But I hope in the height of his career that Aaron Nola can get with a team that gives him run support. I'd love to see him join Mike Trout. You know, I'd love to see him go to the Yankees and have that support. You know, he's just not getting it in Philly. I don't think it's improving any. And obviously there'll be a shakeup there if they can't make the playoffs this year. And all of their stud pitchers are not getting run support. And you see that in Detroit a lot. The Dodgers are loaded with pitchers, you know. But I think Houston could use him. And if I was Houston, I'd throw the kitchen sink at Philly to get him. When his contract's up after this year or the following year, I would do that. But what a great 4 to 5 weeks for the LSU baseball team to just get to a regional was a miracle. And to have a chance with Paul Maneri, who's retiring, wouldn't it be great that if they won this Oregon regional, if they can pull it off, which I think they can, the pressure is going to be on Tennessee if they play Tennessee in the Super Regional. That's where they would go. The pressure would be on Tennessee. Tennessee's never really been in a Super Regional. It's their best year ever, but talent-wise, they're not more talent than LSU. They just, they believe, they play with a lot of emotion. It's the best season in the history of Tennessee, but they're not more talented than LSU. They just play, they believe. And I think LSU's a different team. We just don't know who's going to show up. I know they're more mature now. They're hitting their stride. Their young pitchers are getting better. Their hitters are getting better. But you just don't know in this game. Football, you kind of know. You don't know, like, everything in football, but you have an idea of who's going to beat who late in the year. Baseball, you just don't know. But right now, Arkansas is the best team in the country. And I don't think there's anybody close. Arkansas is going to lose probably 14 or 15 guys on their team to the major leagues. They're going to lose a lot. Now, they're going to restock because everybody's going to want to go play for Arkansas, so that's not going to die down. Mississippi State's still going to be good next year. That's why LSU needs to get the right coach in place that can recruit, build, put Louisiana first, going to Texas and Florida, go all over the country like Vandy does and get the right players and develop them. Because these teams, they're not going anywhere. Ole Miss is going to be good next year. Florida will be good next year. Arkansas, they'll replace their whole team and be good next year. Georgia's going to be good next year. They got everybody back. I think Georgia should have got in over Alabama. I'm just going to put that out there. They should have, not over LSU. I thought LSU played one of the toughest schedules ever. And you can't put LSU, you can't put Georgia in just because they beat LSU in one game. And I'll applaud the committee by not doing that, meaning LSU's schedule was one of the toughest in the country. I think it was top three. But I think Georgia should have got in over Alabama. I really do. And if I'm that Georgia coach, man, I'm mad. That's going to hurt his program and recruiting. It hurts momentum. This team is done. In Vandy, their pitchers look tired. Ole Miss is beat up. Mississippi State needs to find their mojo again because they had a horrible SEC tournament. But they'll host, and it's hard to beat Mississippi State at home. Man, it's the greatest place right now to play a baseball game. I think Starksville has the best stadium in the country for a baseball game. I just love the way it's designed. I love the ability to barbecue with like 500 people right outside the stands in each area. I mean, and then have like apartments right behind the stadium, right on the stadium, and people looking out the windows and partying and enjoying the game. Starksville's got a phenomenal stadium. Arkansas is not bad, and LSU obviously has led the nation in attendance up until this year. They're not going to have it this year. It'll probably go to Arkansas or Mississippi State, but, man, it's hard to beat Mississippi State in Starksville, especially in a regional. Can't buy into how bad they were in the tournament. They just didn't perform well like LSU against that one game, Georgia. LSU looked a little tired. They had to win a lot of games to get to that position. And I think they needed rest. I think it was the best thing ever for LSU to get some rest. They were playing without a big staff pitching-wise to get there. But I hope you enjoyed the show today. I hope you didn't get tired of listening to me only. I want to thank again our sponsors. Really great sponsors. I appreciate our sponsors that are behind us week in and week out. Medin's Collision Center. Harvey Toyota, Subaru, Lexus of Shreveport, Bossier City. Appreciate you guys for being a part of what we do. We're going to grow this thing big time. We're getting bigger audience every day, every week. And really, really, really happy what we're doing. And like I said, we're going to go to video in the near future and have a video version, which is really going to help us a lot, too. Right now, we have a listening audience like, you know, equal to, you know, the radio version. But we really, really appreciate everybody involved with the show. Appreciate Jace Lejeune helping us. He's our producer, editing the shows every week. And thankful for all the coaches in the state that are coming on and helping us. And go to our website. If you're a parent listening today, go to our website and pre-order a magazine to support us, to help the kids, help us. You can go to LAFootballMagazine.com to get your 2021 preview issue. We have a North copy and a South copy, and we also have a digital version that you can buy if you don't want the hardback. I'm a hardback guy, but if you want a digital version, you can buy a digital version or a hardback copy, either one for South and North. Hope you enjoyed the show. We'll see you on Friday.
Thanks for listening to the Sports Scouting Report podcast with Lee Brekeen.